Welcome to Prima's 2024 podcast series. My name is Shonda Ragland. I am the Senior Director of Education and Training at Prima. On this Prima podcast, Walter Hoffman will discuss best practices for public sector agency data breaches. Walter is the Vice President, Public Sector at Suntique, a TransUnion company. We will also be joined by Prima's Education Coordinator, Taekwon Gilbert. Taekwon will moderate the discussion. Enjoy the podcast.
Thank you for joining us today, Walter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, what new risks emerge after a public sector organization has experienced a breach?
Well, there are many risks to the organization, from financial to reputational, but two are often overlooked, and that's the disruption of services and the loss of trust. Everyone talks about the ongoing exposure of sensitive data, paying ransom. You know, there's no guarantee, even if you pay ransom, that your organization's data hasn't already been stolen or been brokered on the dark web. There's regulatory compliance. Every state has different notification rules. The rules are widely varied, and they're constantly changing. And then the two I mentioned up front. Disruption of services or benefits to a constituent, and just as importantly, and maybe even more damaging, is loss of trust.
Can you share a few post-breach best practices related to those risks?
Within TransUnion, we've observed a significant increase in social engineering and cyber insurance claims stemming from that. From social engineering attacks comprise 50% of all the claims thus far in 2023. It makes a lot of sense for these criminals who sort of have the mindset of why break in when they can just log in. So they're using individuals' personal data to just log into systems. So in those social engineering schemes, the cyber criminals leverage the stolen personal data to fool constituents into giving them even more personal data for access to a computer system or financial information or financial transaction. The best practice that we can see is breached organizations need to immediately connect their employees with tools to monitor for direct identity crimes, something like account takeover, but also indirect attacks against the organization that use the stolen information for more social engineering attacks. So it's important that organizations train their employees and inform the users before the breach. They need to make sure the people who are logging into their systems or have access to financial information know how to identify fraud, how to properly manage credentials, and to keep them up to date on fraud practices. So continually training and updating the information they give to people. If we're talking about related to regulatory compliance, now the laws and regulations are incredibly varied and depend on the home state of the breached organization, the residence of the affected constituents, and even the sector of the public space you operate in. So for instance, in California, an entity that's breached must notify its residents of any breach that could result in the use of their unencrypted data. And if they are notifying more than 500 residents, they must also notify the Attorney General. And that varies from Kansas, where entities that are notifying more than 1,000 individuals must also inform all the reporting agencies, so all the CRAs, like TransUnion. Our recommendation for people in this situation is to work with global incident response partners that understand the legal complexities and can manage the end-to-end notification process from constituents and reporting agencies to attorneys general and other regulatory bodies. And the key point is that it doesn't matter whether the breach was direct or through a third-party vendor, you know, most recently something like a MOVEit breach. The breached data belongs to the organization, not the vendor. It's their relationship, the organization, the public sector organization, that is damaged, and it's that data that is now available potentially on the black market. I understand it, you know, we've got to keep people protected regardless of the source of the breach. And that's the critical point here. Third party or direct, the impact is the same.
As I understand it, the MOVEit breach has been especially significant for public sector organizations. Can you bring us up to speed on what the MOVEit breach was and what makes it a standout incident from amongst so many breaches?
Yeah, the cyber incident at the MOVEit file transfer service is what's known as a third-party breach. And sometimes they're called supply chain attack breaches. When the criminals got into MOVEit, they also got into the files of MOVEit's clients. The breach has impacted nearly 900 public sector organizations, including large ones like the Department of Energy and Agriculture, the New York City School District, registries of motor vehicles in Oregon and Louisiana, Colorado State Health Agency, and several state university systems. In fact, higher education was disproportionately impacted, with more than 850 individual college and university breaches originating from the MOVEit incident. And Maximus Federal Systems, a federal contractor that reportedly exposed the personal information of as many as 612,000 Medicare recipients. And then you've got the clients of clients, the local banks that process with payments processor Fiserv, for instance, are learning that Fiserv's exposure to the MOVEit incident has impacted their bank customers as well. So it's not even direct relationships, it's indirect that are being impacted. So far, the MOVEit incident has exposed the personal information of more than 70 million people, but not all at once. And that's perhaps key to why this news has flown largely under the radar. You know, there's an additional risk when public sector employees' information is exposed, and that's that bad actors may impersonate them to victimize the constituents or even other agencies. Every time someone is impacted by a breach, it increases the odds of them being breached again. And breached data doesn't affect only the impacted organization. Stolen information from one breach to be used to perpetrate breach elsewhere or to access an individual's data elsewhere. For example, data stolen from a Department of Motor Vehicle breach can be used to fraudulently open accounts using individuals' information from that breach, or it can be used to gain access to another system, allowing for a second breach. It's a giant snowball effect. The thing about third-party breaches is that they are much more severe. An analysis of U.S. data breaches by TransUnion's 2023 Omnichannel Fraud Report showed a 145% increase in third-party breaches between 2020 and 2022. The severity of the breaches in terms of the potential identity and fraud risks measured by TransUnion's breach risk score algorithm also rose by 23%. That algorithm is based on a variety of factors, the most weighted of which is the type of information that was stolen.
What should public sector organizations do to find out if they have been impacted?
If your agency is a MOVEit user and has not already been notified, you need to reach out to MOVEit to ask about your exposure status. Determine if any of your vendors use MOVEit and if they've received a notice. And I would say if you hear about any other breaches to third-party vendors, immediately reach out to those vendors as well.
And for those that have been impacted, what next steps should they take?
Well, we have a number of things. First, conduct your forensic investigation. Determine your organization's particular exposure and the resulting risk. Next, identify which notification laws, rules, and regulations you must follow to be in compliance. Work with a partner to execute a lawful notification plan of action. Consider offering the people impacted additional protection through identity security software that can alert them to suspicious activity and provide credit monitoring. And then if you need a partner with any of this, either in relation to the movement breach or as a regular part of your risk management and mitigation strategy, don't hesitate to get in touch with an organization like TransUnion. Our team can help create the plan of action to respond to a particular breach, as well as help generate a plan for future breaches, or just to be prepared for inevitable breach that is down the road.
We've reached the end of our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Please visit the Prima website to hear other Prima podcasts, view upcoming Prima webinars, read Prima blogs, and learn about other Prima educational resources. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and our very own Prima Talk. Have an amazing day.